Так, this is reading on Sherry McClure, Sherry, Sherry, S as in Sam. McClure is MCCLURE, McClure. Date of birth is 6/19/1943, date of visit 3/17/23. Please make copy for April Gustafson. GUSTAFSON, April Gustafson, ARNP. This is a consultation. Next paragraph. Dear April, thank you for sending Sherry McClure for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. First present, tell us. This is a 79-year-old female who has had a dry cough for almost a year, has had previous history for bronchitis. She denied any significant shortness of breath, but has some nasal allergies and post-nasal drip, and complaints of generalized weakness, and no fevers, night sweats, or chills. The the patient had a recent chest CT done on 3/6/23, which showed no lung mass or infiltrate, but there was evidence of previous granulomatous disease with the right lower lobe parenchymal density measuring 8 millimeters. And scarring in the anterior minor fissure. There were scattered granulomas observed, and there were no mediastinal nodes. There were no enlarged mediastinal nodes. The patient has not been on any specific therapy, but does use Zyrtec for allergies. Next paragraph. Past history has been significant for a ventral hernia repair, history for tubal ligation, and she has had hypertension, and also has history for gallbladder attacks and gastroesophageal reflux. Next, med list included omeprazole, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams QID, and Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs, TID PRN, Promethazine 25 milligrams PRN, Clonazepam 0.5 milligrams daily, and Flovent HFA, 44 micrograms, 2 puffs daily, and a cough syrup. Next, habits: the patient does not smoke, denies significant alcohol use. Next, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of unknown causes. Father died of congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath and coughing spells, denies any nausea, vomiting, but has reflux. She has fatigue and denies cataracts or glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency dysuria, and there's no constipation, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has anxiety attacks, she has joint pains, she has headaches, denies numbness of the extremities, and no blackout spells. Next paragraph, med list included clonopin 0.5 milligrams daily, Zyrtec 10 milligrams a day, gabapentin 300 milligrams QID. Oh, I'm sorry, I already mentioned that. I'm sorry. Please cancel the med list. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure, 118 over 60, pulse is 102, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 154, saturation 97. HE and DNA norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the bases and scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields and no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds for regular S1 and S2, no murmur. No S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus. No gross motor abscess, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one is chronic cough with reactive airways. Number two is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number three is allergic rhinitis. And next, next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMPIG level, and a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and was given Tessalon pearls, 100 milligrams TID PRN for the cough. Continue with omeprazole for reflux and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for April Gustafson, GUSTAFSON, ARNP. Thank you.